Psachim Perek Zayin Mishne Tes. HaPesach SheYotzo Oyshe Nitmo Yisoref Miyad. Pesach Yotzo means there was Yotzo, the place where you're allowed to eat the Korban Pesach is within the walls of Yerushalayim. It's Kochim Kalam. It has to be Hukrav, obviously, in the Azorot, but it could be eaten like any Kochim Kalam all over Yerushalayim. If it goes out of Yerushalayim, it's Nifsal Miyad. Oishenitma, that we already learned about, if the Bosor becomes Tomei, so then the Korban itself becomes Posel. It's called the Psul HaGuf, because the Psul is in the Bosor. Either it was Yotzim Im Koimoi, there's a lav on eating Bosor Kochim Sheyotzim Im Koimoi. The Gemara even compares it, B'midim Mesuyem, is to Treifa. Bosor Basode Treifa Loizachelu. It's Basode in the sense that it's outside of its Mechitza. It's Mokim, Kochim Kadoshim. Is out of the Azor, Kochim Kalim, out of Yerushalayim. Oishen Itmo, it's also Chal in it, a Psul HaGuf, Yisarf Miyad. However, here's the Chiddush of the Mishnah, Nitmo Abaylam Oishen Meisu. What happens if the Bosor itself is Dochroi? The problem is that there's nobody to eat it, because the Baylam becomes Tomei. So the Bosor Kochim is here. Again, Korban Pesach could only eat by those that were Nimne Al Hashchita. So Memela Oishem Esu, again, there's no Bailam here to eat. So then Tu'ubat Tzurosoi means that you wait overnight. Korban Pesach, Haloi, is not Roy to eat in the morning. It's only Mutter to eat. So to burn it at night while it's still Bosor Kochim, Ru'uyo L'achila, that we don't do. We never Soirif Bosor Kochim when it has Be'etzem, still a Din Achila. So we hear Tu'ubat Tzurasu, which means it's out of its Tzurasu Achila, the expression of Chazal, V'yisorif b'shisha Asar, and it's burnt on Shisha Asar. We'll see more in the next Mishnah about this stress. What that means is that you can't burn it on Yom Tov itself. Why? We'll learn the next Mishnah that Ein Sorfin Kochin B'Yom Tov. Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika Oimer Avzeh, even where the Bosor itself, L'chayr, is Roi L'Achila, Yisorif miyad lefi she'en loy oichlin. The Gemara explains that Rabbi Yechim and Breika is talking about where it was nitmu habaylim or mesu habaylim lefnei zrika. So the zrikas hadam was on a korban. It never became roy la'achila befoil. So that's called already ubar tzurosa. That's already called that it doesn't have a tzura of basa roy lekotchim. Rabbi Yechim and Breika doesn't argue with the basa was roy lekotchim, because the Zrika was Chal and it had a Heter Achila, and now there's nobody left to eat it because Nitmu Abaylam. So really, they're not arguing on a Bil Klal, and that's the Klal, the way the Rambam says is, Kol Shepsule B'Gufa Yisarav Miyad B'Dam Oy B'Baylam Tu'uba Tzuroso, and then it's Nisra. And now Mishnah Yud. Ho Atzomois V'Hagidin V'Hanoisor. The Mishnah delineates over here. We have a din. The first time, the din of Sreifas Kochim Psulim is introduced to us in the Torah is actually in Korban Pesach. In Parshas Bo Yivo Lois Yisir Mimenu Ad Boiker V'Anoisa Mimenu Ad Boiker Bo'esh Tisroifu. Dosh Tei Tu Dinim. Kochim has to be eaten a certain time span, and what the time span is only going to be delineated in Sefer Vayikra. There's different Korbanos. Kochim Kedoshim, Kochim Kalim, in Parshas Tzav. All you have over here is Korban Pesach, which already the next morning is not Roy. So it's Noisor, and the din of Noisor is, the din of all Kachim Psulim, is that they're Nisra. So the Mishnah delineates Atzomois. The Nekuda of Atzomois is that there's a separate lav in the Atzomois of Kachim. The Etzem Loisish Bru Boy. The unique halach in Korban Pesach is a lav on Shviras Atzomois. Because of that, inside the Atzomois, there's always bone marrow. Moyach shebe'etzem, it's called Beloshna Chazal. The moyach shebe'etzem, be'etzem also becomes nicer. So the atzomis have to be burnt. Even though atzomis are not bosa kochim, the kishal atzmon, they wouldn't have to be burnt. A regular korban, theoretically, you could break open the atzomis, and that's what should be done. In order to finish off all the bosa kochim in time, the atzomis that have moyach should be broken open, and the moyach should be taken out, sucked out. But in Korban Pesach, it's a lav etzem l'sishbru boy. So by definition, you're left with bones of kochim that have in them noisa. They have to be burnt. Of course, there's an interesting kasha that the achroinim are busy with. It's already kasha from before achroinim.
V'achrenimah mefalpul around this kasha. What happened to Yovoy asay the sreifas? I'm sorry, the achilas kachim. V'yidchaloisa say the shvias etzem. Why not say that the asay of eating carbon pesach? And the shaila is whether asay of eating kachim has a koyach tchiyav loisa say, but we'll leave aside the being mefalpul. Al kaponim, the halach is that some islamaisa have to be burnt. The gidden. This is also an interesting halacha. Normally, when we hear the word gid, we think gid anasha. The truth of the matter is, gid refers to any harder thing that connects muscles inside the body. The gidden over here, there are certain gidden in an animal that are softer. They have a din al pi halacha like basar. They have a din of achilas kachim. They also have a din of the zman of achilas kachim, and their basar, they ask me in Israel if they're nicer. If you're talking about gidden that are kashim, ke'etzim, and they don't have mayach in them, then they have a din of atzomis, there's no din sreifa. What we're talking about over here is gid hanoshe. The gid hanoshe, we're not talking about the gid hanoshe, which is osur b'achila, that avada, you can't eat mid'eraisa. We're talking here, and gid hanoshe b'mukdoshin is a whole sugya in the beginning of Perek gid hanoshe in Meseches Chulin. We're talking over here about a gid hanoshe, which is only drabonon iser. Chazal asur extra layers, because that we cut out even more, because of the chelev and the gid, we're not menaker. We don't carve out the chalokim of the minig ashkenazim, is to get rid of the whole hindquarters of the animal. But there's chelev that's certainly awesome in the rabbonon. What this is discussed by Richus and Perek in Anosha, there's a whole sugi over there. But those parts, even though they're awesome in the rabbonon, midei raisa, they have a din of sreifas kachim. And they have shuman in them. They have something that would have a din of basar. So they're tone sreifa. V'hanoisa. The noisa l'chor means the basar kachin. Why the Mishnah has to speak out noisa, which means basar proper, when the whole reason why you have to burn that tzomis is only because of the moyach shabahen. So look at the Malay Reim over here. He says, maybe faket. Maybe the whole heter, the whole lack of a heter to burn it on Yom Tov is only because really at tzomis is only a little bit moyach and you're burning that tzomis. That's not doichi Yom Tov. But the basar itself, maybe the asay, the mitzvah asay, ubeish disreifu, does have halacha. So the Mishnah speaks out v'anoisa. Nein, even the basar proper, the halacha is yisofu b'shishasa. Now the Mishnah adds to this klal of you can't burn it on Yom Tov. Chal shishasa liyaz b'shabbos, you certainly can't do it on Shabbos. So meli yisofu b'shishasa, you'll have to wait 2 days. Lefi she'enon doichin loyas ha-shabbos v'loy es ha-yom tov. The discussion, the Gemara over here, which is a discussion that comes up in different places in Chaz, is why not say Yovei Asay the Sreifas Kachim V'Yitcha Loisa Say the Yomtiv? So now why is it not Doicha Shabbos? That's because there's no Asay Doicha Loisa on Shabbos, because Shabbos is a Loisa Sheyesh Bekaris. The Klal of Asay Doicha Loisa is only on something that has a din of Malkus, not something that has a din of Karis. That's a whole sugi in the beginning of Yevamos, and it's a sugi over here. However, what about Yom Tov? Yovei Asay, the Sreifas Kachim, V'yidcha Lois Asay, of Lesas Ko Melacha. It's not Melacha Seichel Nefesh, so it doesn't have a heter on Yom Tov. It's also not part of Avodas HaKorbonos, which is Doicha Shabbos HaMayadim that we learned about in the last part, because this is the anomaly to the Achila. This doesn't have to be. So it doesn't have a din to be Doicha. But why not say I say the chaloisa? It doesn't have a din of hutra, but why not say I say the chaloisa? Say the answer to that. The Gemara says is that Yom Tov is not only an asay, but it's a loisa say. I'm sorry, it's not only a loisa say a loisasa. Kol malach zavay the loisasa. There's also an asay of Shabbosin. Mikra kodesh yelachem Shabbosin. So on a Yom Tov, lo yovay asay the sreifas kachim yitcha loisa say vasay. What Tosis has in Kedushin is a nice idea. On Daf Lamed Daled Amud Aleph is a Tosefes Dvarim. Is Tosis discusses who says that the Asay of Yom Tov is Chal on Noshim. The Loisa say that a woman is not allowed to do Melocha on Yom Tov. That we know. Why not? Why shouldn't women be mitzvah like men? But the Asay of Yom Tov L'Chaoira is an Asay which is Mitzvah Asay Shezman Grom. L'Chaoira women are not mitzvah. So Tosis has a discussion of there. Maybe women should be allowed to burn kachim. Lo matzinu. So maybe you'll say that if women are mitzvah in the loisa, say by definition they're mitzvah in the asay. There's another mahalach over there. That's l'shem yidir.